Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Take me home or lose me forever. Make me moan or your weenie I will sever. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Okay, thank you to Sammy Bananas Boobs 69 for that catchphrase submission. I really appreciate it. And I can tell you for a fact that's not going to stick. Unfortunately, we're going to still be on the hunt for another catchphrase. But welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another edition. I believe first week of December. Incredible that we're still here the first week of December 2023, the year of our Lord. And welcome to the show. My name is Scott Aukerman. We have a great one. Coming up a little later, we have a composer. We also have an author. What a very artistic group we have today. But before we get to them, let's get to Stars Are Back, baby. We had, the minute the strike was over, Jon Hamm swooped in here promoting Fargo. Then we had Chelsea Peretti promoting her podcast, but still a star nonetheless. And now the stars are back. He's doing some late-breaking promo for a special that came out, I want to say, approximately 30 to 60 days ago.
Oh, way more than that. Truly.
But your PR people were very, very insistent that we get some promo in before the end of the year on this.
What's 6 times 30?
180, I'll tell you that much.
Okay, there you go.
180, so that's half a year ago, 6 months ago?
Basically, yeah. It came out like June 15th, I'm pretty sure.
June 15th. Yeah. We're now in mid-December, so that's July, August, September, November. You're right. That's about 5-6 months ago. Yeah.
Wow.
But we want people to watch it.
Thank you.
It's called John Early Now More Than Ever. He is the titular John Early.
Hello, hello, hello.
And that's his voice, apparently.
It's changed.
Since you did the special, or yes. Do you put on a funny voice for the special?
No, since I did the special.
Since I did the special.
So you're not one of those Brad Garrett or Stephanie Beatriz types who does a funny voice for their main thing and then everyone thinks that's their real voice?
No, I don't.
You don't. This is your actual voice.
Who else has that?
Yeah, who else has that? You must have thought of one example, otherwise you wouldn't have asked it.
You know what I was thinking was Mary Gross. Do you remember her?
Yeah, I do. SNL was
what a
Mary
genius.
Gross.
Early 80s SNL.
Yeah.
And like also in True Beverly Hills, like has it kind of like... Saw, you know, I don't know. I'm looking at the guests who are not on yet. Sorry.
Yeah, they don't know. It's just a composer and an author.
Why would they know? Exactly.
No, I remember before I got to know Maria Bamford thinking like, oh, what an interesting affectation she puts on her when she does stand up, and that's her real voice. And
totally.
Then she does normal voices for her act. It's
yes.
it's so confusing. My head was spinning. I was just like, I'm not even going to pay any attention.
I know.
To this
the voice that she does, that this kind of like, yeah, hi, that yeah. woman that yeah. she like breaks into every once in a while is so genius.
We did a sketch show where she had to do like an ER parody scene where she was a doctor and she sounded completely normal. And I was like, well, you know how to do it.
Yeah.
John, it's great to have you back. I'm
Thanks,
trying
Scott.
To remember the last time you were on. I would say approximately 2015. Is that somewhere in the area?
I bet that's right. Yeah, I don't think we were in, I don't remember it having the kind of tenor of living in utter hell all the time. So I think I would say 2015.
Yeah, and that was 2016 for you?
I think when the illusion broke.
Right.
When the empire started to fall.
Yes, when it was like, oh, maybe this American experiment won't work out.
It
was around 2016,
you think? Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, as a dumbass. I mean, I think a lot of people knew it was long over, but I was still
America
like, yes,
for dumbasses.
We can. Yeah.
So we have nothing but good memories before then, and I include your previous episode on this. But now you're back with a special. This is a 1 hour, and I'm going to even say there was 4 minutes added.
Oh my God, I can't believe. Yes, it was 64 minutes. And here's what I add five, if you know what I'm saying. What, plus five.
Oh, gotcha. See, you should have come.
You do the math.
You should have come 5 minutes late, and then it would have been a 69 hour.
Yeah.
And then just made everyone like, and you put that in the special. That's not like stuff you cut out.
Yeah.
It's very funny. I've watched it myself.
Thank you.
To completion.
Oh fuck yeah.
It's very funny. It has typical stand-up in it, but it also has songs.
Yes.
And how would you describe it?
Well, I would describe it as Bette Midler / Sandra Bernhardt. You know, those are my big like live performance idols. Who,
Bette Midler when Barry Manilow was writing for her? Or
like early 70s, mm-hmm. Bette Midler, early... I mean, I guess like her Divine Madness is like 1981 or something, but mm-hmm. like I just love like Bette Midler's albums from the early 70s and Sandra Bernhardt's like covers that she does. I love like when people like that do sincere covers. Like
right.
It's literally just because they love the song and they want the audience to feel like they could also groove out and dance.
You do approximately three songs?
Four, Scott.
I
four.
Said approximately, so I'm not
true.
Wrong.
No, that's true. That's true.
And they are done sincere. I guess there's a little bit of is there a comedic take to them? Or?
Well, you know, the first one's the song is like the content is sexual, so there's something funny about that, but it's one of my favorite songs ever.
This is
Tweet!
Oops, yeah, Tweet.
By, oops, oh my, yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah. God, I'm so glad you know that. And then I do Britney, and I do right. some Britney inflection, so there is some irony there. Then I do Neil Young.
Right.
Which is the least ironic.
That is one where you just, yeah, you do it pretty just straight.
And yes. It's, and that's also kind of the joke that like,
so
I'm going into a sincere, but honey, I meant it. And then I would say the most sincere is I Feel Love, even though there is also a game to that of like.
Of you topping the harmonies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I am a top. And like, but yeah, of doing the highest note every time. But to me, that is the most sincere song because it's, I just want to end it on like a really, you know,
right. And
joyful
this is,
note.
This is with a band, the Lemon Squares, yes. that you've worked with a lot.
Yes. They've been doing, the keyboardist and the guitar player have been doing that show with me since like 2013.
Wow.
And by that show, I just mean like four covers and stand up woven in. And then like the drummer and the bassist, they've also done shows like 2015. Hmm. And those singers, Dominique and Princess, have been doing it with me since like 2017.
So it sounds like you had
Who
a staggered
cares?
Hiring
I'm sorry.
Process.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, some people have not made the cut.
Ah, so then you also have these interstitial sort of comedy scenes about the making of the show. I was wondering, are those scenes that you do on stage, that you developed on stage, or was it all stuff that you just did for the special?
Just for the special. I just figured if you're like watching a live, I don't watch a lot of like stand-up specials, so going into
what
it,
if that's
I was like,
all you watched.
Like yeah,
8 hours
all the time,
a day,
just
stand-up
specials.
God, can you imagine?
I'm sure there are people who listen to this podcast who do that.
Yeah, I guess so.
And
I can understand listening to podcasts for 8 hours a day, because at least they'd all be sort of different.
Yeah, you can wash dishes.
Yeah, but can you imagine just watching 8 hours of comedy specials?
Horrifying.
You'd hear the same jokes all the time.
Yes,
like already,
yes.
I feel like I've watched 10 this year.
Yeah, that's a lot.
You know, five for this show and maybe five just for fun. And I feel like I've heard like at least five of them tell the exact same joke about certain subjects.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, no, those sketches, I was just like, won't this be so boring? Like it came from a place of true insecurity of like, I have to have some sort of like refreshers where you can
palate
like
cleanser.
Leave. Yeah. Where you can leave the live stuff for just a second. And also I was like, I have this band on stage with me. I don't want them to just be I don't want them to just recede into the background. I want you to fall in love with them. Like the I wanted to create Beatlemania, basically. I wanted everyone to leave with a
starring
crush.
Marshall Crenshaw. Did you know that he did Beatlemania for quite a few years?
No, what do you mean?
Marshall Crenshaw is a singer-songwriter who became popular and has put out a ton of albums. And he was, I believe he was John in Beatlemania for a long time.
Oh my God. Wait, but is Beatlemania the cover band? See,
Beatlemania is a cover band. I'm sorry, you actually meant
the disease, the illness.
You think it's a disease?
I have it. I live with Beatlemania, and I'm here to promote awareness. You can live a normal life. And you can be a total fucking badass and start a business while suffering from Beatlemania.
How's your business doing, by the
Not
way?
Good.
I meant that. Not good.
Yeah.
You can start one.
But you can start one. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. One other thing that I thought was very interesting is your parents are there. And I was getting very... I was feeling
uncomfortable
yeah. about it, just because, like, even just this weekend I saw my mother yeah. and I saw her in sort of the area where we grew up, and she said, "Oh, I passed your college on the way here. Remember when I took our church friends to see your play and it was very uncomfortable?" So I'm still feeling like the uncomfortableness of parents coming to see something.
What denomination?
Where
the
Baptist.
Church friends Baptist yeah. whoa yeah. And where are you from?
Orange County, California, but it's not but, Southern well, it was
yeah
it was
Orange just, County is very conservative.
It's very conservative, but it was more just like regular Christian
right.
kind of like born again Christian type of stuff. But your parents are actual ministers, right?
They are basically Presbyterian ministers. I mean, they don't really do it that much anymore, but when, you know, they at one point both like had congregations. They met at Divinity School.
They had separate congregations?
Yes.
Isn't
Were they crazy?
Congregations?
Well, this is what I always am trying to get to the bottom of. I want to know if they did, but I don't think so. I think they were happy for each other.
Well, that's a wonderful relationship where you each kind of have something
have your
going
own congregation.
On.
Yeah. But they really do. It is very like I torture for the listeners at home. I do kind of torture them on stage, and like that's kind of the joke. I like hold them.
Did
under
they
the
know
spotlight.
It going in, or
they knew because I've done that to them in live shows before, and I was very like, sit here, you know. So
they knew it
was going to happen.
They knew what was going.
I tried to keep a little bit of a surprise. I tried to sort of pretend like it wasn't going to happen. But
I guess for me, the mere fact that they went and were obviously laughing and supportive was
so sweet.
Was making me feel better about it, but just me wishing in my life that I had that.
I'm so lucky, and I do think they like, for me it's like I'm doing the kind of rebelling that I never did as like a good little Presbyterian boy, you know. I'm like being nasty and like, and they totally know, get it. They're totally in on the joke. They love being kind of like fake roasted, and then everyone's like screaming and clapping for them, like
right.
they love it.
Yeah. And so they don't take any issue with your act.
No,
they're supportive.
It's
in
so
way.
Amazing. Yeah. It's so cool.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. Great.
Yeah.
One other thing I wanted to ask you about is this Toni Collette business. So as a recent viewer on my other show, Scott Hasn't Seen, of the first time viewer of Muriel's Wedding.
Did you do an episode on Muriel's Wedding?
Yes, we did.
Oh, and you literally didn't have me on.
I had
just
no
find
idea.
That funny. No, I just find it funny.
I just found out this fact today.
Okay.
But I can have you on for another Toni Collette movie. I feel like I've only seen two, maybe.
Let's do it. I'm not kidding. I would love to pick one.
All right. Can you tell me what other movie she's been in?
Well, yes. Clock Watchers.
I haven't seen it.
It's a Jill Sprecher movie with Parker Posey, Lisa Kudrow, and Lana Ubach and her. And then there's, that was the first one. That and Muriel's Wedding were the ones that made me fall in love with her. Then, but you know, she's in Velvet Goldmine. Speaking of Todd Haynes, we haven't brought him up at all.
It, unfortunately. So
yeah.
15 minutes.
But she's brilliant in it.
Yeah. Have the soundtrack though.
It's a great soundtrack.
Radiohead doing Roxy Music songs.
I mean, so cool.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? I think she's brilliant about a boy.
Oh, I have seen About a Boy.
She plays
she's
the kind of hippie, like weepy maudlin mom. Sixth Sense,
she's great. Yeah,
in her
I was
late
just talking 20s. To we call him Handjob, but Haley Joel. She's an amazing actor.
Yeah, and he went to college with me. Or
Handjob did?
I went to college with him.
Amazing.
And so I was like, and that was not that far from the time that I was like so deeply obsessed with her.
So did it take everything you had not to quiz him
yes.
about
I was very sensitive. I eventually, like, once I felt like he trusted me, I finally was like,
you betrayed that trust.
Yeah, I betrayed. I flipped her at the end and asked him about the car scene, and he was like so gracious and sweet about
it. Wow. I feel like I haven't seen her though in something since the recent. Was it the Ari Aster?
Hereditary.
Hereditary. Yeah, like, and she was so.
She works all the time. I gotta say.
Yeah.
Mafia Mama, which I haven't seen.
Oh yeah. Now my point about Mafia Mama is why didn't they just make the what am I trying to say, the F really small so it looks like Mama Mia. The AF.
To bring it, to trick people.
Yes, to trick
people.
Yeah,
that's brilliant, because that is the biggest franchise of
you
all
know,
time.
Just be like, M, AF, IA, Mama. Anyway, but the reason I bring up Toni Collette is because you had a fan club about her.
Yeah, I had a website that I ran.
A website.
Yeah.
And have you ever run into her?
Yes, I worked with her in a movie with a lot of Comedy Bang Bang superstars.
Really? What movie is
it? It's called Fun Mom Dinner.
Oh, I haven't seen
it. It was like
this
Bridget
either.
Everett, Molly Shannon, Adam Scott was in it.
Mm.
Everyone. And Toni Collette. And basically was offered this part truly like symbolically by the producer
because
of Toni Collette.
Wow.
It was Naomi Scott.
Oh, okay.
And she knew about the, I had done stuff in my like live show about it, and she had seen it, and she was like, do you want to do one scene as a bartender with Toni Collette? And I was like, absolutely. I was like, I'll fly myself. I have no dignity. I was like, I'll fly myself. I'll put myself
I'll
up.
Be a local hire.
Truly.
Whatever you
I offered.
Need.
And then I met her, and like, she had been kind of like, Bridget Everett warned her.
Okay.
About the website and stuff. So I thankfully didn't have to explain.
Right.
It, but like, she was very kind of cheeky about it and very sweet to me. And it was surreal.
Was she aware of the website? Because I can only imagine if someone were to make a website about anyone, no matter how big of a star you are, you'd probably run across it.
See, this is the thing. I did a podcast with her where we were like brought together and I interviewed her to promote Hereditary. And like, I actually... I blacked out. Like, it was so crazy for me, and like that I don't remember, but I'm pretty sure I asked her in the podcast if she was aware of the website.
Because you don't recall the answer.
When I was doing the website, this is still the early days of the internet.
Yes.
Like, this is like 2000.
It's probably
2001.
One of like, what, 100 websites that exist?
Yes. Totally. Absolutely.
You know?
And therefore the only Toni Collette website.
Right, exactly.
And there had been a couple that had like shut down, and that's why I did it, because like the most recent one had like stopped, and I was like, someone has to do it. And I did, and I started a Toni Collette website, and it was, when you Googled her, it was the first thing
the
that
first
popped
thing. Yeah,
up.
Yeah, of course.
And then in 2001.
And how would you update it? Would you update it of like Toni Collette news?
Yes.
Sightings?
I think sightings would have fallen under news, obviously, but...
I beg your pardon, sir.
there was stuff like, it was like pictures. And sure. I was just literally...
Like Getty pictures? Like,
yeah,
Getty images?
Not even. Like, that would have been the smarter thing to do. I just was like, pictures that I like. And then there was like a guest book. There were like quiz, like little quizzes or polls.
Quizzes? Oh,
yeah, polls.
Can you quiz? Oh, polls.
Polls, sorry.
Polls are different
from
quizzes.
Okay, got it.
So polls are which of these roles is your favorite?
Yes,
type of
exactly.
Thing?
Okay, always was Muriel. Muriel always won.
Yeah.
You know, and then there was like, there was a news section. There was also... I tried to do a chat room.
Oh.
And literally, and I would come home from school and I would like sit there for hours. Not one person ever, ever entered the chat room. Not one.
So was there a message board aspect?
There
of
was
it?
A message board too. And it was literally like,
that?
It was like my teachers being like, we are so proud of you, Joan. Like, it was like, and then there were some like freaks who, you know, found the website and were like, who loved Toni. And
right. And how long did you do this for? I'm imagining, can I take a stab at
go.
It? Realistically,
yeah.
Not a comedy answer?
Yeah, yeah.
7 years.
Wow. No. I was like, it was like 2, maybe 3 tops, because I realized I was gay.
Oh.
And I was like.
That's where I'm putting my energy.
Well, no, I was like, this is so obvious that you're gay.
Right.
Like, I was like, I have a Toni Collette website. Like, the receipts are like out for everyone to see. I was like, oops. And so I literally just kind of backed away from the website and like stopped talking about it at school and stuff.
Because you didn't want to accept that, or because you just had better things to do of like having sex with men?
Oh, I wish I was having sex with men. I'm still not doing that. Oh. But I was like, it was literally because I was like, this makes it so obvious that I'm gay.
I see. You wanted to hide
it. I wanted to be closeted. Yeah, I was like, I need to go back. Like, I'm like basically out of the closet by accident by having this website. Yeah. And so, yeah. That's so funny. And I remember like, and I had to do a very like kind of tragic, like, you know, shoot the dog like behind the shed. Like I literally had to like pretend like I didn't like her, kind of.
Oh no.
I mean, like, no, shut just down the myself. Like
to the other people in your life.
Yeah, because people are like, don't you have a Toni Collette website? And be like, I don't know. You know, like Connie and Carla, I remember was coming with Mia Vardalos, was like coming out, and I had to like pretend to not be excited.
But did you go see it?
Of course. I saw it in theaters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I think you should just start up another one.
Thank you. There is one. There's one I think called like Toni Collette Online or something.
It is, you know, as there was that year where everyone kind of bought their own websites and then suddenly you didn't need one anymore because like people had Instagram and
Exactly.
Twitter and stuff like that.
There is kind of no use for it anymore.
I know, but I miss them.
Well, it's so sad that we just have to promote our own work now.
Yeah.
That there's no
like so weird gay nerds
sick.
Doing it for us.
I know, literally.
Closeted gay nerds out there, you know, letting everyone know about pics.
We should unionize the gay nerds.
That would be great. That actually just, and they don't work together or anything, but they're in a union.
Like it's a trade union.
They want to be treated better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Trade union, pun intended. For the fags listening today.
Now, I don't say that kind of language, but of course
but I
you
do.
Are. Yeah, you are more than welcome. Well, Now More Than Ever is out there right now. If you have 64 minutes to enjoy yourself, even if you only have 60 of that, you could
fast forward through this. No, don't fast forward.
Don't fast. No.
Yeah, yeah. I swear it doesn't feel like 64 minutes.
It doesn't at all. Like it
because of the refreshers, because of the songs.
Yes. No, you break up the eye, you break up the rhythm, you have the songs. It just feels like, have you ever watched a stand-up special where it's 64 minutes? You're just like, God, enough of jokes.
Well, yeah, you're like, you know? It's going to be the same shot the entire, like,
it, oh, yeah,
it's,
I get
it's shocking.
It. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah, you used to
it.
Have to be good. Like, stand-up specials were good because the comedians were good.
Yeah, they worked on these things.
Yeah, yeah,
how
exactly.
long did you work on this?
4 to 5 minutes.
Amazing. Well, now more than ever, if you want to see the someone who has worked 4 to 5 minutes on their art, check it out. It's on HBO Max, which is just called Max, apparently, now.
Yes, I want to be clear. It is an HBO original. Did originally premiere on HBO.
Wow, really? Okay.
And then, but it streams on Max. That's the ego in me. I have
and
to
we're
say
somehow
that.
Trying to get people to watch it now that you can do press for it.
Yes.
Other than, well, your other thing is nominated for an Emmy as well.
Yes.
And I think I due to me because I voted for it.
I know. We were shocked. Truly.
And I mean, voted for it to win too. So we'll
really?
See yeah. So we'll see how it goes.
That's incredibly kind of you.
Yeah.
And I know John Mulaney, Carol Burnett, Wanda Sykes, and Chris Rock are all listening and mad at you.
Who cares? They all have their stuff. They're all well established. I want
Thank
you guys
you.
To win.
I do feel like it's possible that we maybe could win because of that sentiment. That people are like, oh, we get it. Like, let's.
I don't want to go that far. I think you're going to lose. But
we're absolutely going to lose. I mean, I cannot tell you. We did not even know there was even a. There was no prep. There was no like. Let's do a push. We just woke. It was the classic thing of like, you know, woke up at 5 a.m. to like text. I was like, truly
Wait,
so
you already
shocked.
Were waking up at 5 a.m.? That's the weirdest
well,
part
no,
of
this
the story.
Well, no, this is, I wonder if you do this. I mean, I feel like I wake up, you know, random times of the night and I go to my phone.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you never get back to sleep.
Yeah.
So you just woke up. There were all these texts of you got an Emmy nomination. Did
it
you say
crazy.
For what?
I,
or you
it,
knew
it
you
literally
were
took a second because it was like for writing of a comedy like a variety thing. We were like, it was so bizarre.
Well, congratulations. I hope you win.
You
have my vote.
We did just find out that it's, I mean, even though this is so clear, if we had thought about it for more than 5 seconds, we're not going to be at the broadcast. Like it's like,
why?
It's we're not invited. Like we're only at the Creative Arts.
Oh, you're at the Creative. Oh, that's fun. They do the exact same stuff.
Okay, cool. You have like there's food.
They do the exact same party.
Oh, okay,
so
good.
Because they have to get ready for the regular one. So they're
practicing?
So they do the exact same party. You get to do the exact... It's almost like better because it's most of your friends.
Nice.
Instead of all the big stars.
Truly famous.
That you don't
scary,
know.
Scary, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You'll have a great time.
Okay, I'm so excited.
Yeah. Well, we need to take a break. Does that surprise you or no?
It turns me on.
Okay, great. When we come back, we have a composer and we also have an author.
Wow.
This is an incredible show.
It's so highbrow.
We have a singer. We have a composer, an author. When we come back, we'll have more with John Early, more Comedy Bang Bang. We'll be right back after this.
Woo!
Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said tough luck and then ended it? No. I actually have the perfect gift, and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi-connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame. And they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't, Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is A-U-R-A Frames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something, you do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh. The nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is Lectric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye! Comedy Bang Bang, John Early's here. Now more than ever is the sort of keywords you would type in if you're searching for the special. You probably need to navigate towards the Max app first.
Yes,
before
go
you
there,
do that.
App. You can't always say that. Go there first.
Go there first. You can't just shout it, and then your TV just turns it on. Unless maybe you
probably can
it to Siri
actually.
Something or Alexa or something like this. But you can't be on a different website. Certainly,
no.
You know, you can't be on. I'm trying to think of any other website.
Hulu. You cannot watch it on Hulu because it's not on Hulu.
No. Although, maybe if you ask nicely, they might throw it.
Well,
on.
Here's what. I don't know. Here's what confuses me so much is like the apps within the apps.
Yes.
Why?
When you go to. You have to get a bonus
an extension
app
for like $7.99
or something like that. It's like, come on, guys.
So anyway,
here's what I don't like: Apple TV Plus. You go into the showroom to buy this, right? And they're trying. They're like, okay, how many devices do you want it hooked up? And they're like, trying. They're making you these offers of like, okay,
yeah.
I mean, sometimes it can be like 25, sometimes 50, as much as like $500 to $1,000 a month to do Apple TV Plus. And then they don't put anything on. They come out with two episodes.
It's seven shows max.
Yeah. And they sometimes they'll just put two episodes out and be like, we're done. We're out.
I know.
And then months will go by and they're like, we don't have anything. I'm sorry. And already they've got your money, and it's just coming out of your pocket. And you're always looking at your financial statements and you're like, what am I spending this $1,500 a month on? And Apple TV Plus. Yeah.
It's really scary how much we spend on subscriptions.
It is.
Like streamers.
It truly is.
If
anyone
chilling
brave enough
yeah.
were to total it up, the sticker shock on that, my friend, would be truly terrifying. If you want to talk about Halloween surprises, that would be comparable. I think to the scariest slasher movie of all time.
Well, and like it's like why am I paying for a Netflix subscription? Like, how many times do I actually I spend like I can't do the math. It's like what $16.99 a month.
Yeah, and what do I
times 12?
Do I like the Great British Bake Off that much?
No, I watch one thing about like a serial rapist once a year.
You could
and
probably.
I'm like always paying just so that I can maybe watch something about a serial rapist.
It sounds to me like you're paying about $200 a year for Netflix
to maybe watch rape.
You could probably just go like spend $200 on a plane ticket and go talk to the guy yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Have him tell you the story. You know, it'd be so much more evocative.
Interesting that you assume it's a guy. Wow.
You ever see that Too Close to Comfort episode where Monroe?
Yeah.
A van full of ladies captured him. Anyway, let's get to our next guest. They're a composer. You ever spoke to a composer before?
No. This is huge.
I would imagine of music, but let's talk.
Maybe.
Let's talk to her. Please welcome to the show for the first time, Angelina Leviosa.
So happy to be here.
So wonderful to have you. This is John, by the way.
Nice to meet you.
Hi.
And I'm Scott.
Hi, Angelina.
Angelina, where are you from, Angelina? Do you mind me asking?
Originally from Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville, Kentucky, where they make the bats.
Yes, the Sluggers.
Yeah, the Sluggers. They're all pretty proud of it there, aren't they?
Well, it's a beautiful shape, beautiful model. Why
it's
not to be proud of.
Yes. Yeah. Nothing. It's not shaped like anything.
A cock.
I guess if your
sturdy,
mind goes...
thick, but not too.
Smooth.
Embossed, engraved. Yeah. Ideally.
Has someone's signature on it.
Yeah. Of your favorite
your favorite
athlete.
Player. Yeah. Yeah. So you are a composer.
Yes.
And that is of music, I would assume.
Yes. Yes.
Wonderful. And what type of compositions do you make?
TV interstitial.
TV interstitial. What exactly are those?
Commercial?
So you know how like on Selling Sunset, there's those very short little songs in between scenes that kind of tell you either how you should have just felt or how you're about to feel. So,
I like the ones that tell you how you should have just felt and then segue into how you're about to feel.
And that's advanced.
Yeah.
Not everyone can do that.
Right.
So I'm sort of working in that space.
Okay. So How these are approximately 15-second compositions?
Ideally, or less, if you're economic enough with your words and they only need like a couple seconds of like the streets of Wilshire or something.
Yeah, usually the Rodeo Drive sign, they'll put that in there to let you know where you're at.
Yeah, or like a car parking or driving fast.
Yeah.
So it's all about, you know, covering the time and being really sort of liberal with what a lyric can be.
So you're doing lyrics on these, because most of the reality shows that I've seen, it's just like instrumental music, but you put lyrics on.
Well, if you've seen Selling Sunset, which I want to be clear, I did not work on the Selling Sunset interstitials. I was just inspired by
them. I see. Why do you keep bringing them up? Oh, you're inspired by them.
I'm inspired by them, and it sort of made me pivot from my career in data entry to one in entertainment.
What kind of data were you entering?
I was working at an engineering company just sort of putting in numbers from old forms that needed to be digitized.
Oh, I see. Like what were the forms in relation to?
Like money spent on planes.
Hmm.
Really exciting stuff.
How much do people spend on planes these days?
Billions to trillions.
Yeah, but anywhere between a billion to a trillion.
On any one plane.
Wow, those are expensive planes.
Thank you.
But that's the thing, Bidenomics. It doesn't surprise me.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
John, you co-signed that?
Yeah.
He's old. He's not in control. So I was really inspired by those because they don't necessarily have to rhyme. I found one today just to sort of set the scene for you. One of them was, take my name out of your mouth. I don't want to hear you talking when you're around, because everywhere I go, it's like you're always there, but I don't want to hear it. And that's a real one.
That's a real song from Selling Sunset.
And that's in between scenes while someone's walking out of her car into a house.
And it's like kind of, it sounds like the Weeknd, right?
It's like
is that the vibe?
It's either the Weeknd or like a screaming woman.
Yeah,
Take my name out your mouth. And I
love
that.
Sounds Cockney as well somehow?
A little bit.
Yeah,
it could be. She's a woman of the world.
Yeah.
Global citizen.
I feel like what we're witnessing here is there is a transition in television from this kind of royalty-free, plucky,
Understanding,
to this like empowerment,
like
girl boss kind of
assault.
Stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 It's like, I'm a badass bitch and you never, never know. Like that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you were inspired by these.
I was inspired. I saw an opportunity.
What opportunity was that?
To put them in other shows.
Oh, I see.
So I've been writing.
So it wasn't like other shows were saying, hey, can anyone write us music? You just saw the opportunity of... There were other shows.
And there's not music between the scenes.
Right,
but everyone loves the music between the scenes on Selling Sunset.
Got it,
so I'm working on stuff for new shows, but also like old shows and movies and stuff.
So to retroactively put it in.
Yes, why not?
Why not? I love Lucy.
Have a little fun.
You know what I mean? Like Lucy's wandering around trying to hide stuff out of Desi's view. Was his name Desi? No, it was Ricky, wasn't
Ricky,
it?
Ricky, but yeah. Desi Arnaz.
Should have been called Desi, right?
You'd
it's like
think.
They Americanized his, like, well,
that's true.
What was
that's
the whole
true.
Point of that? You
know I
what
think
I mean?
That was exactly the point, probably.
I don't know. Ricky is the same thing as Desi.
Yeah.
Right? You know,
yeah.
It's...
Well, and that's why you're an ally.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
ally?
That.
Sorry, ally. You said it.
An ally.
Thank you so much. Did you ever, by the way, have you ever thought you were working on music and then you looked down and you're like, oh, I'm just putting numbers in. I'm doing data entry accidentally.
No, but that would be so funny.
I wonder what would come out. Like, what kind of music would come out if you were in a music app and you were just doing data entry?
Probably something exciting, new.
Yeah.
Who's Angular. Doing that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anyway, just a thought.
Probably music for guys, if I had to guess. Sort of a STEM kind of vibe. Although I would hope that one day it could be music for girls.
Yeah. Well, girls you know, music starts out as music for guys usually, and then it trickles down to the women, I found.
Yes. And we're waiting at the bottom of the drain pipe going, please, please, let me give you some more. Dirty, dirty leftovers. The dregs from the guys.
The dregs.
That's what I want.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the dregs, let's hear your music.
Yes. Okay. So I wrote songs for a few shows just to kind of give you an idea of what I can do.
Great. Well, we know the shows before we hear the song.
I tried to pick shows that people know.
Okay. I would prefer if I knew the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if you were to sing a song about a show I didn't know,
I'd be pissed.
You'd scream. Okay. Well, how about this? South Park. We all know South Park.
Love
it. Cartman, the rest.
Well, just you wait. Okay. Ready? And this is after like maybe like the intro scene or something.
What's what usually happens in the intro scene?
Like we kind of set up something wacky is about to happen.
Okay, got it.
Okay. Cartman, you are serving cunt. Kenny, you had better work. Slay, slay, slay. Kyle, go. Stan, you win $100.
Wow. Incredible. What was the first line of that?
You're serving cunt.
Cartman, you are serving cunt.
That's a recent expression that I've come to hear a few times recently that I think is very, very...
I love the cascading vocal.
I was thinking of really water cool. when I wrote it.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah, why?
Well, because I had just seen a news clipping of a tsunami, honestly.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry. Where was that? I didn't see that one.
I saw it on TikTok.
Oh, so it's not a recent tsunami.
Couldn't tell you. It's sort of because the timeline isn't chronological and I didn't investigate further, but I hope it's so far away and everyone is living.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Yeah, I think, I mean, if Matt and Trey are listening, I would imagine they are, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you could splice that in between any scene.
Yeah, because I think Cartman serves cunt
pretty
much throughout the entire episode.
Off and serving cunt. Okay, here's another one. This is just the news in general.
Oh, okay.
So this is if there's a local murder. Oh my God, I am so scared. Are you scared? Now I'm scared. So that's just after
we heard about the murder.
Yeah.
Not before we hear about the murder.
This is after.
Right.
This and is as you reflect on how you're scared.
A dialogue, really.
Yeah. It's in my mind, a duet.
Oh, really? Who would you like to duet with?
Ruben Studdard.
He's great.
Touring
He was the winner.
The winner.
Season Clay two. Aiken. Season two.
Clay Aiken, one of my first crushes. And Lance Bass, diagnosis. What?
I would like to see that show, like as a spinoff to Diagnosis Murder. Diagnosis what?
Okay, here's political news. Mm. No, please stop. And that's before or after.
Yeah, I think that does work. Yeah, before or after any kind of...
Are you doing any instrument? Like, in your mind, is there a score?
It's like every instrument kind of plunking at once.
Okay,
as
cool.
loud
okay.
as it can. And wow. then, but sometimes it's like... Whatever instrument that is.
London.
Please, you're gonna come down.
Wanna come down?
Yes.
Yeah.
Few times I've been around that track.
No, please stop. And then this is if it's political with a woman. Mm. Queen, no, please stop.
Wow.
That's good. That was a slight adjustment, but I think it really works.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. This is like an existing show.
Okay. Any existing show.
MASH.
Oh, great. Mm. MASH. Yeah.
So this is when Hot Lips Houlihan yells at Hawkeye
for doing something kind of annoying. This is in the located in the Mobile Army Surgical Hospital. Is that correct?
So this could be like, you know, in like the commissary or something like that. So this is like she yells at him. Maybe he's like having martinis when he shouldn't.
All right.
All my ladies slang at war, house down boots, you're a nurse.
Good. It's good. I like
yeah.
it.
So that's, yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Hawkeye and Trapper John are out there like getting drunk in the middle of the afternoon.
Exactly.
Which is irresponsible, but sometimes war does that to people.
They're fried. What are you going to do?
Exactly.
Gotta go to the swamp.
That Korean War.
Got a stiff one.
Exactly. Yeah. It lasted so long, didn't it?
Oh, stretched on and on, in my opinion.
Yeah.
From what I've read.
How much have you read about the Korean War?
Dozens.
Dozens of what? Sentences?
Private.
Private. Oh, private. Okay, sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
So this is when there's surgery. Boom! Hiss! There goes the knife! Soldier wounded! Slice! That's kind of a Charlie XCX inspired.
I heard.
Yeah. This is like boom, clap. Yeah.
Boom, crap, piss, and shit. Kind of a toilet one, if you were watching a toilet show.
Now I kind of want to say that every time I go do a dookie, boom, crap, piss, and shit. Pretty good.
Okay, this is for And Just Like That or Sex in the City. Mm-hmm. So this is if they're at a restaurant together.
Mm. What are the chances of that, I wonder?
Eat your food, fashionista! Sip that nasty drink!
Wow.
Huh. Yeah, I mean,
I have to say that actually literally isn't And Just Like That.
I would not be surprised.
I'm not exaggerating.
If some of these are real, that wouldn't take me out of the show.
Parallel thought, swear to G.
Yeah, God. Yeah, God. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. You have another example?
Yes. This is one of the core four has sex. fuck, 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 suck and come, thrust, thrust, thrust to the beat of the drum, a-ra-pa-pa-pum, deep throat oil, deep throat oral, slurp it up, your throat is a built-in cup, nasty, nasty, high heel girl, it's your life and it's your world, fashion is for every sexy star, meet your girlfriends at the bar. Dick down, pussy, we are free. Sex in the city, Carrie and the Three.
That's a little longer than the others, but...
Well, that's like if there's like a long walk at the end of the
episode.
Yeah,
and those episodes are long.
Yeah.
It and, can hold it.
And I do you, like they've got to flag down the taxi.
Yeah. I like the idea of deep throat oil, though. I know that was a mistake, but I was kind of like, that would be helpful, wouldn't it?
Lube.
Yeah, well, I mean, but can you swallow lube? These are the questions, the
water-based.
Unanswerable questions.
Well, you got to be able, if you're covering yourself in that stuff,
yeah,
you
yeah.
think it has to go yeah. down.
That's a really good Lego. Point.
I have one about House of Cards.
Yeah, great show.
Every scene with Kevin Spacey, we'll play this after. Sorry, Kevin Spacey is here still.
What were the last words there?
Is here still.
Is here still. Oh,
in the
yeah,
show.
Yeah.
They can't
oh,
get
yeah.
rid of him.
Right. Yeah, they should. I felt like, you know, what they did with that Ridley Scott movie where they just got Christopher Plummer. Do that
yeah.
for all of his roles.
Oh, yeah.
Put him in Baby Driver, you know, Usual yeah. Suspects. Just yeah. get Chris. I know Christopher Plummer is no
K-Pax.
Longer with us. But just AI him, honestly.
Yeah, I'm sure.
K-Pax.
I guess that's what we're striking about. Not doing that. Or we were, whatever.
You're not striking?
Well, my industry is not affected. I
right,
can do
right.
my intersections.
Oh,
were you also
wow.
though scabbing as well on the side?
Of course.
Doing a little writing, a little acting.
Okay, so here's my last one. And then I have a little treat for you, Scott.
Oh, okay.
But this is movies. I'm a huge Harry Potter fan. That's where I got my stage name from.
Oh, really? Angelina Leviosa?
Leviosa. It's a spell.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Wingardium Leviosa. Okay.
So what's your actual name? Do you mind me asking?
Levioso.
Oh.
So this is when Harry does a really big spell that's
okay.
powerful.
Okay, great.
It's Harry's world. It's Harry's world. Gather round. Fuck you, bitch.
Oh.
Well, you might have to change the rating.
With the kids stuff.
You
yeah,
know, but I don't mind it. I mean.
I feel like so many of the people who grew up with Harry Potter
they're
are
adults
old now.
Out
anyway.
Yeah,
so
exactly,
they're
yeah.
used to that kind of stuff in their
yeah,
life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's great. Okay, these are wonderful songs. You say you have a surprise for me, though?
I do, if that's okay. I wrote some for Comedy Bang Bang.
Oh, I would love that. I'm so sick of the old song. I know Reggie, he's here every week doing it, and he takes off the minute he usually does it. But I would love to have some interstitials or something like that. Yeah.
Yes. So this is after ads play. The ad is over. Buy that stuff. Benjamin's pennies. Spend your money.
So anything between $100 bills and 1 cent pieces.
And it's like, you know, no contribution to the success of the podcast is too little.
Too small.
Yeah. God, thank you so much. I can use that?
Of course, for free.
Okay. I'm going to hold you to that, and I'm going to have you do it when we come back from these commercials, which we do have to take some breaks right now. So do you mind actually doing it live when we come back?
I would love to.
Okay, great. Well, Angelina Levioso, now known as...
Now,
sorry, I didn't mean to deadname you.
Thank you.
Well, we need to take a break. When we come back, after these commercials, you're going to hear Angelina Leviosa doing this interstitial. This is going to be great. I know you just heard it, but I'm teasing something happening at the other side of the break. And then we're also going to have an author. John, are you excited about an author?
I am so excited.
What an incredible show. First show of December. Boy, this is a big one. We'll be right back with more John Early, more Angelina Leviosa. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this.
Woo!
You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time,
Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this is actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
The ad is over. Buy that stuff. Benjamin's pennies. Spend your money.
I love it.
Thank you.
What does it remind me of? Spend your money.
Spend your money. This generation.
Yeah. Musical youth.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Across the nation.
Across the nation.
Yeah, sort of has a Jamaican tinge to it. Yeah. Do you feel that's cultural appropriation at all?
Well, I didn't until you said that.
In a Jamaican accent.
Because I wasn't doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
So accidental cultural appropriation.
Yeah, so the listeners can decide if they forgive me or not.
Okay, we'll see. Yeah, we should have one of your polls.
A quit.
Do you mind
yes.
getting back into the poll-making business?
Not at all. Not at all.
I think there are better things to bring it back for. Perhaps.
Okay.
Well, we need to get to our next guest. John Early's here and Angelina Leviosa. And we need to get to our next guest. She's an author, and I have it written down here. She's a best smelling author. Maybe that's a typo, a typographical error, but we'll find out. Please welcome to the show for the first time, Maribel May.
Hello. What a wonderful little treat to be here.
It's a treat for us to have you on the show.
And funny you should mention treats, because I did bring some of my brownies.
Oh my god. Oh wow.
So dig in, boys.
I don't know whether we can eat while we're broadcasting. Like brownies are maybe one of the most chewy foods.
Well, these can be left out up to 72 hours. And if you want to get them fresh out of the oven tasting, just pop them back in at 275 for 25 minutes.
It's great to have you, Maribel. You're a best smelling author. What is that exactly? Is that a typo?
No, that's correct. Best smelling author. And you're welcome to take a whiff. I stand by it.
Of you. It's
yes.
not the book.
No, best smelling author.
Oh.
Well, do you
it's
should we
Chanel.
Come to you, or do you want to come over to us?
Oh, I don't mind parading around the room.
Okay.
I'll just sort of gracefully float
yeah.
along.
Do you mind parading around the room so we can smell you?
Sure, no problem.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Do a few little twirls.
Yeah.
I'll take the microphone with me.
Oh, okay.
A little
perfect.
Handheld
perfect.
Action.
Oh, okay. Yeah. John, you want to get the
yeah,
first whiff?
Yeah.
Are you getting it?
I am. It's beautiful.
Thank you
it's
so
it's
much.
It's classic. It's vintage. It's,
yeah, let me get a whiff of this here. I mean, it's the best. It's the best
it's
smell.
The best smelling author.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah,
you so much.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
yeah.
I'm also...
You don't want to give Angelina
Oh,
anything?
Please, Angelina.
Oh, wow. That smells like beautiful woman.
Thank you so much. You're I welcome. Really appreciate that.
Yeah. Usually authors who come on this show, I mean, I have to say, they're kind of a smelly bunch,
mm-hmm.
you know?
No, I agree. It's
a lot
a
of
real
BO,
problem.
Which in our business means box office, which is a good thing.
Exactly. It's confusing.
But for authors, BO means body odor, and that's a bad thing.
It's a real issue.
Yeah.
And I do talk about hygiene in my book.
Oh, you do?
The Complete Woman.
That's your book, The Complete Woman.
The Complete Woman is my first book. Now, I've written several, and I also host the Critically Ashamed audio lecture series by the same name.
Did you? I feel like you misspoke there for
acclaimed.
A second. You said, yeah, critically acclaimed.
Ashamed.
Okay, what do you mean by that? Critically
ashamed. They didn't love it.
Oh, they were ashamed of the fact
to
that they
read
it.
But this is the thing. The critics are men, and my work is for women. That's we
Slay.
Need that.
Slay.
So you two boots, boys don't boots. Even need to worry about it. You're just fine the way you are. All right, this one's for the gals.
Okay.
Because I'm here to tell you, I'm here to help you. I'm here to save your marriages.
Oh,
because
okay.
America in 2023 has a real issue.
Angelina, are you married?
No.
Oh. John, not married.
Why do you assume?
Well, I read your Wikipedia page in preparation for this.
Not married.
And let's check out personal life.
It literally says John is gay. I'm not kidding.
I think that might be the only
thing. There was a time when that was the only thing. It was so huge. John is gay.
But yes, I'm the only one who's married here. And you want to save my marriage? Is that what I hear?
I'd love to if you'd have me. You know, the divorce rate is through the roof.
Yeah, it seems a 50%.
It is. And I don't know if any of you know this, but I'm from 1965.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know what you mean. Yeah. You meaning you were born in 1965?
No, I'm from 1965. Now, I didn't time travel. It was more of like the childhood story Encino Man.
Oh, yeah. That was a Scott Hasn't Seen I saw recently.
Oh, did you like it?
No, but,
well, it's a classic, I hear.
Yeah, Encino Man, he...
Is he frozen?
He was frozen, yeah. He's like the unfrozen caveman lawyer.
He was frozen. And so what happened to me is I was doing a deep clean like I do every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
That's too often.
And my husband was
together.
Late.
Together.
Yeah.
No,
like
I
you
need
want to
it.
Space those out of no, month, you, maybe Monday.
It's if momentum. You're it's momentum. Mm,
yeah.
And okay. By Thursday, I had done everything several times. So what I did, I was waiting for my husband, Freck, to get home from work, and he
did
was
you say
late.
Freck, by the way?
Freck.
Freck. Okay. Yeah. Freck? Just wanted to make sure. Yeah.
It's short for Frecklin.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
So I decided to go stumble into the garage and clean out the deep freeze.
Oh, and so you got frozen and that's what happened?
I woke up in 2023 and oh boy, do you gals need me.
Oh, I see. How's Freck doing, by the way? Is he still with us?
Well, no, Freck is gone, but I'm able to jump back in the freeze and head back and, you know,
wait,
make
I thought
him
you
as...
said you didn't time travel.
Oh, is that time traveling? I'm sorry.
Wait, so you can time travel in reverse?
Is that time traveling? I'm so silly.
So there's
I really
two
didn't
weird
know.
Things about you?
I really didn't know.
So you literally were in suspended Captain America animation for one half of this, and then you time travel for the other.
That's exactly right. So I can pop back, fix Freck's meatloaf, make him up his little afternoon swizzle, and then come back and do, you know, worry about my career.
Did it have anything to do with the chemicals that you were using to clean, or was it just that you were frozen?
Now, this is one of my tips, my helpful hints for keeping a household neat. All right. So what I do, I have my little Windex bottle, right? And I only use Windex.
How little is it?
It's about... I would say
you're miming the most gigantic Windex bottle I've ever seen.
I would say think of the smallest man you've ever seen. And that's about the size of my Windex.
Smallest man I've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah. So what you do is I go one little squirt for the window, one little squirt for mother, right up the nose.
Oh.
It makes cleaning a hoot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you get high.
Well, I mean... a little loopy, maybe.
Sure. That's the definition of high. But so wait. So you're doing a suspended animation frontwards, time travel backwards. Are you then suspended animating yourself
yes.
to come back to our time?
It's actually pretty wild. So then I'll get back in the deep freeze. All right. And there's a lot in there. So sometimes because Freck's a hunter. So I really had to kind of shimmy in. And I just shut my little door, and it takes maybe, it's real cold for like 15 minutes. And then before I know it, I'm back in 2023.
Right. And so how many times have you gone back and forth?
Oh, I go home several times a day because Freck
times a day?
Yeah, because Freck comes home for lunch. So I have to be home by noon. He's home from his office. He's an attorney. He's home from his office, and he's expecting his ham salad.
I see. So he's an attorney who hunts on the weekends, I would imagine, or vice versa?
Yes, I mean...
Hunter, who is an attorney on the weekends?
Well,
maybe,
he's an attorney, but the boys behind his back call him a paperwork attorney, because between us, he's never seen the inside of a courthouse. You know what I'm saying?
We are recording.
Okay, well, he doesn't have these sort of technological, you know, he doesn't have access to your audio series that you're doing here.
Can I ask a question? Why aren't you just time traveling forwards?
Well, this is where my brain... Listen, Scott, now
I
can bake you a rack of lamb from scratch, but ask me anything that has to do with math, and it's not worth the wrinkles.
I'm just saying, if you have the ability...
I don't know, all right? These are questions you're going to have to consult my doctor, because I simply don't know, and I don't have time to worry about it.
Okay, who's your doctor, by the way?
Well, he's from St. Monica's Asylum for Tired Women. All right, and he took care of me when I had a case of hysteria that I was told it was incurable.
Your doctor did? And yes. This is a doctor in the past or this is a doctor in the present?
He's in the past.
He's in the past. Who's yes. your doctor in the present?
Oh, I don't seek health care today. I don't trust it. Do you know they let women in there now? In their white little coats, playing doctor?
They do, yeah. I mean, the world is... You must have been very surprised at how different the world is. I mean...
Absolutely shocked. I went to a department store and I saw a woman without shoes on.
Oh, God.
What was she doing? Was she trying on shoes?
No, not even. That would have been acceptable. No, she was just wandering around looking at scarves.
I think 2023, that's still bad. I don't think that's a thing that everyone does in 2023.
Schizophrenic. I should just say.
I
think it's just an outlier. That's not a thing of the present day. I think like iPhones, was that surprising to you, or did you think that they were going to invent those?
Oh, iPhones are wonderful. I love it. I love watching the little videos.
Yeah.
It's such a time suck though.
Yeah.
The great thing about iPhones is the to-do lists. You're able to keep a to-do list on your phone.
Back in your day, you had to what?
I had a binder. It was as thick as three Bibles. All right. And that was just for one day.
Oh,
the things I got done in a day. But now I could just have it in my little phone. Swipe, swipe, swipe. Everything gets done.
Scrolling down. I mean, how many items are on this list? That's
in a day.
In a day.
Oh, upwards of 225.
Wow. How are you achieving that many things and still finding the time to time travel backwards three times a day and then freeze yourself also another three times?
And do my calisthenics.
Oh, what are your calisthenics?
Just little leg lifts.
You're doing them right now. They are very little.
Well, you know, the only thing worse than idle hands is thunder thighs.
Ah, great to know. That's
beautiful.
Who David Blaine, though, is? You've come across him?
I actually am not sure who that is. Is he a magician?
He is.
Okay.
You do know who he is.
I did know.
Yeah, but he's scary.
He is. He's scary.
Are you allergic to magicians? Why were you sneezed or something, Angelina?
Oh, I tried to date him for a while.
You did?
He was not interested.
Now, really? I'm interested in digging into this, all right? Because I'd love to bag you a husband before the sun sets, all right? Or God curse me to hell.
He says he only wants to date girls that can fit in the box you slice up.
All right. So how much do we need to reduce?
Significant.
I've got a diet for you. 3 hard-boiled eggs in the morning, 3 glasses of Chardonnay. Repeat 6 times a day.
Oh, so the
18 glasses of Chardonnay?
Like it.
It sounds wild, but I'm telling you, it's gonna get you there in 72 hours.
Well, I love eggs, so
it's perfect.
Do you love Chardonnay? Because that's half of it.
I can do it.
So you dislike Chardonnay?
I dislike Chardonnay, but if that's gonna get me in the box, so I can get cut up by David Blaine.
Are you just not a white wine person, or?
Well, I'm sober, but I will.
But you'll do it
for DB.
DB.
I think it's great advice.
Yeah, this is not bad. So, and this is what you do. So
this is what I do. I'm available for coursework. So essentially, women will hire me. I'll come to their homes. They invite the gals over. You know, we drink some cooking sherry and we just get into it. We talk relationships, self-improvement, and you'd be shocked. The tips from the 1960s that I'm telling women today, they are improving marriages left and right.
Okay, so let our listeners know. I would imagine our listeners, I would say maybe 10% of them are married and the rest are all just weird nerds. But but like those 10%, probably half of them are going through marital troubles. Yeah. Talk to them right now. What do they do?
First and foremost, you've got to keep things interesting in the bedroom, ladies.
What does that mean to you?
Now, I'm a Christian, but I'm no prude, all right? God loves a healthy sexual relationship between a married couple.
Okay, so Freck is... He's satisfying you in the business.
I don't know exactly what I'm trying to say. Yes, the business,
Freck's business,
or the business bedroom, like a little combo.
Yeah, it was like a portmanteau. Yes.
He does do business around the clock. Absolutely, but it wasn't always like this. I mean, we were in a real rut for a while.
How do you keep it fresh then in the business?
Well, listen, the only way to stop a man from cheating is to let him cheat with you.
Interesting. So you,
all right, I'm talking wigs.
Wigs.
Wow.
I'm talking wigs, and I've got a little box of costumes here.
I'd love to see. Yeah, let's pull these out.
All right. So here's Breck's favorite.
Oh, what is this one here?
It's an Indian princess.
Oh, yeah. Native American is what we say now. But yeah, it's the headdress, the feathers. Yeah, my goodness.
Now, that'll cost you a pretty penny. But ladies, I'm telling you, you don't have to spend a dime to turn your guys' knobs.
Oh. Plural.
Yeah. How do you mean? You're making this yourself?
Well, here's a little hack. All right. We all have saran wrap, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All you have to do is strip down to nothing, wrap yourself on up in saran wrap, like a little go-go dress, slip on a pair of high heels, and oh boy, your kids will love it too.
I'm worried you would asphyxiate, you know, if you don't allow the oxygen to get into your skin.
That's a good point. And the first time I did it, I did make the mistake of going the full way up to my head.
Yeah, the full Monty.
Yeah, I did pass out.
But your kids.
But yes, Judy luckily was there, Judy and Buzz, and they were able to quickly grab the scissors and cut
a hole. So nothing happened when you passed out? You didn't time travel or anything like that?
No.
I'm just wondering if you have a third thing you could do.
I did astral project. Okay. I was able to float through space and time, but I held onto my little string.
Oh, good.
And then I followed it back, and then I made a sweater with it.
Oh, okay. Beautiful. Yeah.
Wow.
And now this is another thing you could do too. So one time my husband Freck got home from work. And
we know your husband's name, by the way. You know, it's been well established at this point.
He was exhausted. All right. As you are. And I understand he works hard. Okay. He came home from work and I said, honey, let's not do it in the bed tonight. Why don't we go outside and do it in the hammock? And he said, Maribel, we don't have a hammock. And I said, I forgot.
So, okay, yeah. Okay, did you end up having sex?
We did.
Where?
Under the dining room table.
Oh, okay.
But the point is...
The hammock of the dining room.
Mix it up, ladies. All right, mix it up.
That's right. Yeah, it doesn't always have to be in one room in one location.
No.
When I say that, I mean sometimes the butt.
Oh, well.
Right? What do you think of that?
Right, Angelina?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you for yes-handing. And you feel good about that, right?
Yeah, I just have full body chills. But other than that, I feel really good about what we're doing.
These are good tips. And what's your husband's name again?
Freck.
Freck is... I know I said that we didn't need to know, but I literally forgot it.
I know, but it's the name goes in one ear, out the other, and I know that.
Freck's happy. Why were you having so many marital troubles?
Well, I was a nag.
Oh.
I was a nag. I thought I was entitled to everything and anything. You know, I was a nag. And then I realized I need to empower my husband. And that's the key to happiness.
What does NAG stand for? That's an acronym, right?
Nasty. Asshole.
Oh.
Grandma.
Nasty asshole grandma.
And I was one.
Yeah.
Really?
I was a nag. No, Freck, take out the trash. Freck, why isn't the trash out? Freck, clean the floors. You know, Freck, didn't you get a promotion? Freck, I want to go to Florida. I want to swim with dolphins. You know, just things tearing him down, emasculating him. And then I realized... I need to empower myself in order to get what I want out of this marriage.
Right, yeah. Well, it also sounds like Freck has a full-time job and you're making him do all the housework.
Well, there's a lot of housework to be done. You heard my deep clean schedule.
Sure. You guys ever tried to time travel?
I tried one time and I just shit my pants.
Can I ask you a question? Was that about 45 minutes ago?
You smell it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Embarrassing. This whole time.
I tried spraying a bunch of perfume and...
Done. Yeah, you do not get best smelling composer, unfortunately.
That's fair.
Well, Maribel, May, these are all good tips, I think.
Well, thank you so much. I agree.
Are you going back to the 50s soon?
Yeah, I have to get back. It's almost 1 p.m. I have to get back to start Freck's dinner.
When you time travel back, though, can you time travel to any time? Or does the amount of time that you've spent in the present occur... do you know what I'm saying?
Now, I really hate to be harsh, okay, but I've said it again and again and again. You're going to have to consult my doctor because I simply cannot. Listen, my mind is very fragile, and
I'm sorry to ask you just sci-fi questions. I know that women traditionally don't like sci-fi. So.
Like I said, I can bake a cake in 30 minutes with a blindfold on.
Wow. Why would you have to do that, though? Is it competition or something like that? Oh, I would love to see a reality show competition with you doing the music with her baking cakes with blindfolds on, wrapped in plastic.
And I'll just sit at home and fuck myself. Jesus,
well, John,
Scott.
I couldn't figure out a way how to shoehorn your talents in here. Well, I mean,
John could host.
Oh, yeah.
I guess, yeah. Yeah, you want to host?
Yeah, we can host together.
We can host together. Thank you for trying to include me. That's so nice of you, John. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Wouldn't that be great? Like, could you do a song for this show?
She's baking the cake. She don't need to see. Letting loose. She's wild and free.
Whoa, that was the only wow. one that rhymed. I think
yeah. Maybe you should do more of these off the top of your head.
Yeah, maybe my improvising is actually worse than my writing. Or better, which is scarier.
Well, look, guys, we're running out of time. Don't go back to the past yet, because we have one final feature on the show. And, of course, that is a little something called plugs.
Plug bag alone, sitting next to Scott. Open up the plug bag and tell me what you got. The plug bag's here. Is the plug bag out of hand? I think so. Is the plug bag out of hand?
Hey, 24 seconds. That is a record. Thank you so much. I mean, we've said make them under a minute, and everyone is like just flirting with 58 seconds, 59 seconds, 20. Oh, 23 is so much better. That was Marthame Sanders with Plug. Thank you so much to Marthame. And if you have a plugs theme you want to submit, go head over to cbbworld.com/plugs. I think it's /plugs, and you can submit.
That was made just for this episode?
Just for this episode, yeah.
Honestly, that was beautiful.
It was, yeah.
I was like, this is... played every app. It's so good.
We have very talented, the 90% of weird nerds spend a lot of their time making stuff like that, so I really appreciate it. John, what do you want to plug here? Obviously, your special, Now More Than Ever, is out there. It's been out there for approximately 6 months.
Okay,
by my
okay.
count.
I want to continue to plug my special.
Sure.
please watch John Early, Now More Than Ever, originally on HBO, now streaming on Max.
What else do you have going on? We all loved you on shows like Search Party and The After Party, other party-related shows.
Yeah, only comedy, murder, mysteries with party in the title. Nothing at all is happening, so please just
We're
watch the special.
Out of Star, yeah. Stars are back. You're here to promote a special. We don't need to talk to you about current projects.
Exactly.
All that is pushed off into 2024. Angelina Leviosa, what are you plugging here? What do you have here?
A show called Digman is going to be on Paramount Plus streaming for the first time in early December.
It's amazing. You know, I feel like I watched that on Comedy Central, but it actually now is moving to Paramount Plus.
Yes, to stream. And I feel that it will be much easier to watch that way. someone who has tried to get people to watch it. And it's like sort of a send up of like Indiana Jones-esque stuff.
That's right. Our good friend Neil Campbell created that show. Along with our other good friend Andy Samberg, I believe. So great show, and talented people are in the voice cast, I believe. So everyone should check out Digman. Is that with an exclamation point?
No exclamation.
Just regular. Oh, yeah. You got to add the exclamation point. Can you talk to those guys about that?
I'll see if I can get
in It's
touch.
Too late.
Okay. Too late, you think?
Yeah.
There have been other shows that have changed their title midway through. Valerie's Family.
Wait, now I'm Bewitched. So scared that there is an exclamation point. I don't know. But don't know. Yeah. Either way, check it out.
Let me look it up while we ask Mirabelle. What do you want to plug?
Well, I'll just go ahead and plug my
There is
audio.
An exclamation point.
I should know that.
I'll just go ahead and plug my audio lecture series. It came out a couple of years ago, but you know, The Complete Woman, wherever you get your audio lecture series, there's several seasons. And the most recent one, The Complete Christmas, it's going to be perfect right now. It's for you tired mothers wanting to cancel Christmas because you're so overwhelmed. This is the morality tale that you need.
Man,
it's going to keep
you
sane.
Cancel Christmas, like they talked about in, I believe, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
I almost
the Sheriff
did
of Nottingham
it.
Threatened to do that.
I almost did it. And then I was visited by... Well, I don't really remember, but
go check
it out.
You were visited by things? That's a fourth thing?
I forgot. I talked to my appliances. I have a gift. I talked to my appliances.
You have anthropomorphic appliances that talk to you?
Well, there's Ronaldo the oven. There's Ron the microwave. I have a 7-speed blender, Ken. And we have a very interesting relationship. And then Carl, my can opener.
Oh, okay.
That's a little bit crazy, but you've got to tune in. The Complete Christmas.
The Complete Christmas. Where do people get this?
On wherever you get your audio lecture series.
And when you're in the present day, obviously not in the 50s, but are there podcasts that you listen to as well? Is there
like a current podcast?
Oh, yes. Well, there's one podcast I love that's out called Keys to the Kingdom. Mm. It's a peek behind the curtain of the world's greatest theme parks from the people who have all the best stories, the characters.
It's good. I love the pod on a content level. I have to say the hosts are grating. There's something off.
Like, I wish I could agree.
Something about the vibrations in your ears.
Yeah, going, it's literally a sound thing. It's not
jangle,
personal.
Jangle.
Yeah. Yes, but some people like that.
That's a good point. Good point, John. You have to agree.
Okay. Yeah.
And I want to plug, one thing I've neglected to mention for the past couple of weeks, but voting is open for the Comedy Bang Bang Best Ofs. So all your favorite episodes over the past year, vote for them. You can pick 10 of your favorites. Just go over to comedybangbangworld.com/vote or cbbworld.com/vote and pick 10 of your favorites. And we're doing the best ofs in a couple of weeks. And we want to hear from you. All of this is based on your votes. So go over there. And while you're over there, you can listen to great shows like Neighborhood Listen and College Town and CBB Presents. So many things over there. All right, let us close up the old plug bag.
Open up that plug bag.
Okay, 39 seconds, but felt more like it was on the minute side. Who was that? Hey, don't bring smoke pollution over the hills and lay all your crazy howling burden at the YMCA by King Love Duck Electricity.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. Yes.
Rolls off the tongue.
Well, guys, I want to thank you so much, John. It's a pleasure to have you back.
It was so fun to be back.
Continued success to you. I've already watched it once. I'm just going to
watch it again, baby.
Watch it again? Yeah. All right, let's get those
metrics. You know what
up.
I say is take a rock and put it on a key
yeah.
on your computer so that it just automatically
replays. Yeah.
And then that's going to help me.
Yeah. And what will it do for the people who are doing it?
You just have to...
But is it going to help them at all, or it just helps you? This is a one-way
street? It is just going to help me.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just asking from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And Angelina Leviosa, great to meet you.
Thank you.
Good luck in your composing life. And we're going to be playing your song, obviously, coming out of the breaks every single time. Can you
gratis
think of a song to take us to the end of the episode while I talk to Maribel at all, or is that possible?
I wrote one, so I'll be ready when you tell
okay,
me.
Okay, amazing. Maribel, so wonderful to meet you.
Oh, don't waste your time on me.
Back into the freezer with you. Oh no, actually, what is the process of you time traveling?
Oh, well, I pack myself. I air seal myself so I don't get any freezer burn. Because the last thing I want is...
Wait, you're going back into the freezer to time travel?
Yes, I gotta get home to make Freck dinner.
But I thought there were two separate things.
What are you're going to have to talk to my doctor?
Doctor! All right, I'll come in the freezer with you and I'll talk to your doctor. Fine.
I would love it.
All right, Angelina, do you have a song for us?
Would love to. I can't believe it's fucking over. I'll see you later. Not goodbye. Tune in next week. Fuck you, bitch. I hope you die.
Hey,
we'll see. It did rhyme.
Yeah, it finally rhymed. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. the McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.